We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church on this last Sunday of 2013. It's been a very interesting year, has it not? For some, it's been very difficult with physical trials, and yet the Lord has sustained. He's answered prayer in so many different situations, and we give Him praise and glory. I want to share with you some thoughts from 1 Chronicles chapter 28. We've been going through a few of the verses here in this passage of Scripture about four things that God wanted Solomon to know before he undertook the building of the temple. There were some things that he needed to be sure of in his own life. The first we shared with you was that he should know the God of his father. That he should know the God of his father. And we mentioned at that time to our young people and to our children, you should know the God of your mothers and your fathers. We see today in our world, in our churches, children running away from the church, running away from the truth of God's Word. And we need our children to run to the truth of God's Word. Secondly, that we are to serve Him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. A mature heart, a heart that has matured with time, but also, as it says here, a willing heart. God still takes volunteers. Amen? Some people say, well, I'm just waiting for God to call. Well, get busy. God still takes volunteers. He looks for the willing heart. That was what He wanted from Solomon. He said, I want you to take up this task of building the temple, but I want you to do so with a willing heart. Not just because Daddy said to do it. I want you to do it because you love me and that you have a willing heart. So that was part of this mature heart and with a willing heart. And then the third one that we haven't come to yet. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. What a reminder. What a reminder. God knows your every thought, every imagination of your mind. Right in the middle of these things that He shares with Solomon, He reminds Solomon, hey, don't think you can do something and I don't know about it. We need to remind ourselves. We start doing things and making plans and doing this and as if God doesn't exist. Just remember, God knows. He knows your thoughts before you think them. He's eternal. He is completely independent. And then he brings us to the third thought here. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. What a message for 2014 if the Lord tarries and we go into a brand new year. Are you going to seek him this year? Not God seeking you, but rather you seeking him in everything. That idea, that truth has the idea of obedience involved with him. I want God to be involved in my family. I want God's best in my family. I want to be sure that I'm following Him in everything so that God can bless my family. That's a different mindset than just showing up for church every once in a while and reading your Bible every once in a while and maybe saying a prayer over lunch or something like that. And that's the extent of your Christianity. That's not seeking Him. That's not searching after Him. And so, his desire for Solomon, before he undertook the building of the temple, was that he would seek after him. It's not enough just to follow in your dad's footsteps. He's provided the materials for building the temple. I've given him the plans. But I want you to seek me. I want you to know the purpose behind the temple. I want you to know me. I'm the one that designed the temple. I want you to know all the truths. I want you to seek after me. What a thing for Solomon to grasp and get a hold of before he took up the project of building the temple for the Lord. And as we go into a new year, as we look at the opportunities that lie before us, as we see the potential of disasters that may lie before us, we need to seek after God. This world is teetering on the brink of destruction. And people are trying to search for the answers. Where are they? Who will be the oracle that will come and bring us the answers to all the problems? And they're searching in all the wrong places and they're searching for the wrong person, are they not? They need to seek after God. Young people, you want the answers to life? You got to find them in the Lord. You want to know who you're going to marry? And you want God's best for the future? You better seek after Him. That should be the desire of your heart. And you don't have to wait till you're 18 to do that. You can do it right now. You can seek after Him, and then day by day He will unfold His will, and things will fall into place, and you will rejoice in the wonder of it all because you first sought after Him. You've got to know Him. You've got to be obedient, and you've got to seek His face. May God help us to have that kind of heart as we approach the new year.